We're up to Daf Nun Amid Beis in the very bottom of the page, five lines on the bottom. The two dots, the zwei Punten.
Six lines on the bottom.
Okay, I stand corrected. Six lines on the bottom.
Oh, and it starts with me too.
Omer Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, Shochach, what have you forgot? V'hechnis oichli l'terpid b'loi brocha. You ate food without a brocha. And then you remembered that while you're eating that you didn't make a bracha. So he said, Misalkon l'tzadechot, push the food to one side of your mouth, or to the cheek, u'mevarech and make a bracha on the other side of the mouth. It says, Gemara, we have three braises. Each one gives another recommendation, and we need to reconcile the braises. Tanya chodeh, one braise we learned, boila, you swallow whatever it is. And sounds like you make a bracha afterwards. But Tanya Idich in the third, second braise, you learn potent. You spit it out. You make the bracha, you bring it, and then you take it back in. But Tanya Idich in the third braise, misalkin, you put it on the side of your mouth. What's going on here? Like kash, it's not a problem. Oh, the Tanya boiling, it says that you should swallow it. It's been masking, it's talking about liquid. You spit it out, it's waste. You can't put it on the side of your mouth because it's liquid, it flows everywhere. So therefore, you swallow it. And according to the Ravid, you make this is only talking about you have more liquid to drink afterwards. You make a bracha afterwards, and you drink from that. And whatever you have in your mouth, you consume. According to the Rambam, it seems that even if you have no other liquid, you make a bracha afterwards. How can you make a bracha after eating? We'll discuss soon with Gemara. And so you make a bracha. And the big arm, but big arm if you make bracha fashas as well, because if you only make a shahako. And how can you make bracha fashas? Two brachas next to each other without doing anything in between. So it means just a bracha to shayna. Hodatan, you potan, you spit it out, the midi mamis. Something that doesn't get wasted if you throw it out. Like you started chewing a piece of meat or something, but you just took one bite, you can take it out of your mouth, make a bracha, and put it back in. Hodatan, you misalkon, you put it on the side, the midi mamis. You take it out, it's mias, and you wouldn't put it back in your mouth, but it's a solid piece, you put it on the side of your mouth, you make a bracha. Says the Gemara, nu b'midid de lemamis. If it's something that doesn't become mias, why take it out of your mouth? Namilas akina tzadecha. Why don't you just put it on one side of your mouth? B'levarach make a bracha. Why do you have to take? Like the Gemara's gonna say, Tagmar Rav Yitzchok nun aleph two lines on top. Come on, if you forgot and you didn't make a bracha and you're in the middle of eating, so there are three different remedies. Either, so we said, if it's like liquid, then you just swallow it. And you make a bracha afterwards. According to the Ravid, only if you know you have more of that liquid. According to the Ram, even if you don't have more. According to the Ravid, if you don't have more liquid, you spit it out, too bad. You can't drink without a bracha. And you only make a shahakal, but you don't make a bracha. According to the Rambam, because you're not drinking anything more. Then if you have a solid, that if you take it out of your mouth, it's still all right, take it out, make a bracha, put it back in. And if it's a solid that's not all right, if you take it out of your mouth, put it on the side of your mouth, make a bracha. So the question, my last question is, even if it's solid, does not become despised, why do you take it out? Just put it in the side of your mouth. Tagim Rayuscha Kaskasor, Kamei Rabbi Yeshua Bar Avi, Mashmei Rabbi Yochanan, it's the name Rabbi Yochanan, it says in the passage that Yimole Pihi Tila Hasecha, that your mouth should be full of Hashem's praises. If you have food on the side, it's not full. So you have a choice, take it out. Look, there's some tzaddikim that have a custom that they do not put any dentures in their mouth or any false teeth, including our Rabbi. And they say the reason is because it says Yimole Piti Lasecha, that your entire mouth should be full of the praises and learning, and if you have other things in your mouth, it's not Yimole Piti Lasecha. Sorry? But they're not your natural teeth. That's what some tzaddikim used to do. Boy, my name is Rav Chizda. They ask Rav Chizda a question. What about Micha Achav Shasa? He ate and drank, but he didn't make a bracha. Mao she yachzi, but she make another bracha afterwards or not? Amaluhu, he said, Micha Achav Shem. So right now we're talking about in the middle of eating, should you continue eating without a bracha or stop right here, make a bracha and then continue? So he said, Micha Achav Shem. Somebody ate knobel, somebody ate garlic, v'reichay neidiv, and he has a terrible bad breath. Yachzi v'yechol Shem Achav, you should eat more knobel, k'day she reichay neidiv, should have continue generating a bad breath. I didn't know one Aveda. You want me to continue perpetuating that Aveda? What's the Svara? Amar Avinu Vinan takes a step further. Hilchach Afil Gomar Sudasa. Even if you finish the entire meal, finished. Yachze Vivar, make a bracha right now. After the meal, make a bracha. And it sounds like Avinu holds that even if you're not going to eat anything after, make a bracha. The Tanya we learned, Tovel. And we're going to quote now, Birchas HaMitzvahs to Birchas HaNenin. Because they're both Midrabbanan, and the Rabbanan therefore can say when you should do the mitzvah, when you should do the bracha. In fact, we hand up Tezvav, the Gemara says, Hayno Brocha Rabbanon, because it says you have to make an Oibel Asiyosin, which means that if it be Mahat Teide, you can make a Brocha any time, as long as it's connected to it, beginning, middle, end. It's because it's the Rabbanon that made the beginning. So now the Rabbanon come along and they say, but if you didn't, make it afterwards. That's what Avinu holds. The time you learned, Toval, you went to the mikveh, all you came out, and you forgot to make a bracha. When you come out, you say, Baruch Hashem, so you see, you can make a bracha after the mitzvah. The person who went to the mikveh couldn't make the bracha before, he was tummy. You could have made a bracha before you ate. You just didn't. It's your fault. In the case of the mikveh we're talking about, according to Rashi, Rashi says most people who went to the mikveh were a balkedi. Most mikveh went to mikveh because they were a balkedi, and therefore they couldn't make a bracha. They were tummy. Taisa says no. Taisa says we're talking about a regular mikveh. A ger cannot make a bracha before he goes to the mikveh. A goy. And therefore we decided, since by a gate it's not possible to make a bracha before, only afterwards, all mikvahs should be the same. Same thing washing your hands for bread. Why do you make a bracha washing your hands for bread after we wash? You make a bracha before you wash. Because when you go to the bathroom, and there's also washing, and you cannot make a bracha shiyotza before because you're tummy. So over there it has to be afterwards. So we decided to make it everything the same. Tracing the chulin answers by washing your hands is a mitzvah to wipe your hands as well. So you're actually making the bracha before the next stage. Yeah.
Amalgamate
things, which I don't know. This thing goes to the toilet, and you have to wash your hands. Then you're going to eat breakfast, right? You wash your hands. Can you go to the toilet and not wash them in the normal way, just to say that? Never, no. You have to separate them. Yeah. Okay. Now, what's the svara of the Rambam? How can the Rambam hold? It seems like the Rambam paskens like Ravina, they all ask. And the Halacha is not like Ravina. The Rambam says that if you drank water and you have no other water to drink, and so you swallow it, and you make a bracha afterwards. That's like Ravina. We just said it's wrong. So the answer is that the Rambam's case is different than Ravina. Ravina says, Gomar, you've completed it. You finished it. How can you make a bracha afterwards? But Rambam's talking about, while you were eating, you remembered that you didn't make a bracha. So you should make a bracha right now. But you can't because your mouth is full. So you're no different than the ger, but the mikveh cannot make a bracha before he goes to the mikveh. So therefore, you're no longer ohev itchidcha, and in this case, you make the bracha afterwards. So it's a different case. Second Gemara, tell them what we learned. Asparagus, even though we use the word asparagus, it's not asparagus. It's a mixture of cabbage and wine or beer. And this one here we'll be talking about is with wine. And they should drink it every morning. Somehow or another, it was like therapeutic. It was like a kale or something. They should drink it in the morning and give them a kickstart. As asparagus, most things that are good for one area have side effects in another area. So he says asparagus, yofel lelev, is fantastic for the heart. Good for the eyes. And the choshkin of b'nayim, surely it's good for your stomach. Good for your heart, your eyes, and your stomach.
Well, garlic, as we told you, is good for you anyway.
Yes, we had before beetroot. You know, the one talks to the mother, you know, Lord's beetroots. The harogil boy, and if you do this every day, you have the chal gufa, it's fantastic for your entire body. But like anything else, that's good. Anything else good, if you get drunk from it, kosher l'chol gufa, bad for your entire body. Miktani yafel lelev, since it says good for your heart. Miklal dibecham naskim, talking about wine. Uktani, we learn v'chol shkein libnei mayim. We learn surely that it's wine. Surely libnei mayim. Surely it's what? If it's wine, how can it say, and surely it's good for your stomach? But Tanya, we learned, lilat, that asparagus mixed with wine. Lilat, which is lev, enayim, and choil, your spleen, yof, it's fantastic. Obel liramat, which is your roish, me'ayim, and yitachtenim, diarrhea, kosher. It's bad for you. So how can it say kosher me'ayim if it's wine? So the Gemara, two kinds of wine. Ki tanya hi, that's talking about me'yushun. There's two kinds of wine. Is an old wine that's 3 years old. If wine is 3 years old, it's very good for it. But if wine is less than 3 years old, not that mature, then it's bad for it. Because now we learn, how do I know that? I'm making a neder, I will not drink any wine. And I give a reason, because wine is bad for your stomach. Omelet told him, did you know about but old wine, 3 year old wine, is actually good for your stomach? Vishasak, he didn't say any comment, which means he agreed. It's a tacit agreement. And also, so the din is yayin meyushin is also. So old wine tak is also, and also bechadish is also, and new wine. Aber mutter meyushin, old wine is mutter. So we see clearly that old wine is good for your stomach. Shmami no. So asparagus here, we're talking about wine, but old wine. Learning about six things, Nemre Baspargus. Just like we learned yesterday, that four things about bread, that six things about asparagus. Number one, in Shaisin Oisei Elikashuchai, you should only drink that wine when it's still in the raw state, before it's diluted. Umole, and the cup should be full. If you want to have the full medicinal benefits, you have to drink the entire cup. Mikable, do you mean you pick it up with your right hand, which I say you besmile, and you drink it with your left hand? Not sure exactly why. The ein masichin achrav, you shouldn't stop talk afterward. Let the medicine take its effect. Let it, go throughout your body, circulate. The ein masichin boy, and you shouldn't stop in the middle of drinking. Normally we say when you drink, you should drink a cup in twice, in two gulps, not in one, because then you look like a glutton. But here, you should drink it all in one go. And you return the cup to whoever gave it to you in the first place. The roik achra, you should spit afterwards. And if it's very hard to drink, you should eat something afterwards. And what should you support it with? Only something similar. Whatever the contents are, you should eat something very similar. If it's wine, grapes, if it's a beer, whatever the beer is from. It's kind of it's a mixture. Cabbage together with wine and it's a liquid. They turned it into cooked cabbage or something with wine, and it's supposed to be very therapeutic. So you're supposed to drink.
After the mixture is made, don't mix it with anything else.
What do you mean? Chaimis only. Yeah. Don't no water or anything else, and drink the whole cup in one go. And you eat bread. If you have wine, you eat bread with it. And if it's beer, then you have something. But Tanya ain't same. One place it says you should only eat something similar. One place it says you eat with bread, like kasha. How about wine? You eat with bread. How about a shikra? When it's beer, then whatever the beer is made out of, it's made out of figs. Made out of figs, eat that. If it's dates, you eat dates to help you out. Tanya Chadim. One place you learned little lot. You offer for lev einayim tchayil is good for you. Leramas roish me roish lev einayim you and tchayil good. Leramas roish ma'ayim and tachtein is bad. The Tanya Edik Lund elsewhere, the Ramas, you forget, it's good for Ramas, the Lat Kosh, the Kasha. Habacha, wine is good for Lat. Habashikra, that's good for Ramas. Tony Chodi, we learn in one place, Roik Achrav, if you spit right afterwards, Loike, you'll get sick, you'll be afflicted. The Tanya Edik, we learn somewhere else, Loirak Achrav, if you don't spit afterwards, Loike, you get afflicted. Like Kasha, again, Habachamra, Habashikra. When it comes to wine, don't spit out afterwards. When it comes to beer, if you have beer, then anything that comes in your mouth afterwards will cause you pain, will afflict you. Amrabashi, hashta the amra loik rik achrav loika, is now that you say that if you don't spit afterwards, you get afflicted. Is maim of the zrokin afil b'fnei melech, that you therefore any liquids or whatever it is that you have left over from it, you should pour out, even if you're in front of the king, because otherwise if you swallow it, it could be bad for you. You tell me that you have to. You tell me if you don't spit afterwards, you're going to get sick. So you must spit. If you must spit, then even in front of a king, shemzich nisht. You got to do what you got to do. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. We had before. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said that he went to Fnai Lefnim, lahaktik teidus, and he had this whole conversation. Rabbi Shmuel said, bench me, barcheini. So Rabbi Shmuel says, shloisha dvarim, three things, sochli suriel sarapnim. Was a malach called Tzadiel, the minister, the interior minister, and he was a very choshev malach rachis, said for the Eibishter, and he told me the following advice. Number one, he told me, al titel chalukha shachris miyad shamish. When you get dressed in the morning, your clothes should be hanging on a chair. Don't take it from the hand of somebody else. The tilba should put it on. It's not a good omen. That you, the first thing in the morning you do, you have to take from somebody else's help. Next thing is, Val titl yodcha, do not wash your hands. If you have a butler that comes and brings the water to wash, if he himself didn't wash his hands yet. Number two. And number three, Al tachze kois asparagus ele misha noisen loch. Do not return the cup of asparagus only to the one who gave you, mipnesha tachspis, because there's a group of shadim called tachspis, and they're ready to pounce. So give it to anybody else takes it from you. So give it back to the person who gave it to you in the first place, who offered it to you. Which one? Don't take your clothes from the hands of a butler. Take it from a chair. Or the butler can put it on your chair, but don't take it directly from his hand. Because then it looks like the first thing you do in the morning, you need help from somebody. It's a sign of poverty. So there's a group of malach of shaydin called tachsvis, and they're about to pounce. Or amilah astalagnis, a group of dangerous malachim. Shall malachi chabala? They're not shaydin. They're malachim who want to hurt, harm you. Mitzapin leladam. They're waiting for a person. When will this person come to my hand? Day echad midvori malalu will come and do one of these things. The yelaked, and we'll have him in our net, and we'll take care of him. Sorry, there are bad malachim out there. That's what they are. So you got to be careful. Amar Shem Levi, shloisha dvorim, three things. Sochli malachamavas, three things that malachamavas told me. Number one. Shuma Levi will have in the Gemara Ksuvas there in the seventh Peri that he went to Gan Eden alive, and he took the Malach HaMavos, gave him a tour. He stole the sword of the Malach HaMavos, and the Malach HaMavos said, give it back to me, that's my job. He said, on the condition that you let me go to Gan Eden alive, my goof, and also give me a whole bunch of other information that I need. In Seder Adidas, he goes the whole story, all the information that he got. So he said to him, so Shimon Levi said, one of the things that the Malach HaMavos told me, some advice. Number one is, Al titel chalucha shachir l'shamish. Do not take the same advice. Do not take clothing from the hands of a butler. The tilba should put him on. Val titel yodcha m'misha loy notel yodav. Do not wash your hands from somebody who didn't wash his hands. Val tamay lifne hanoshim. And do not, by a levaya, stand next to the women. B'shor shechizim min ames, when they come back from a levaya. B'pnei sh'ani merakid u'bo lifneim. Because I'm dancing in front of them. B'char bibi yodi. And I have my sword in my hand. The yesh leader shus lechabel, and I have permission then, because I'm in the base of quarters, do whatever I want. That's what I have. So that's why we know we separate. It says that, you know, the women are either before or right afterwards, and more sukkah to separate them. Because by the valley, that's where the Malach HaMavos hangs around more than anywhere else. So you keep everyone separated. E poga, and if you did meet women by the levaya, maitekante, what should you do? Linshay meduchte arba amas, jump away from your place, four amas, a big broad jump, or just, you know, hop over. Four amas away from the originally placed. There's a river there to divide. Jump over it. There's another road to go back. Go back that way. That's what they say is one of the reasons why people, when they go back from a little bit of quarters, they go back a different road than the way they went. Is because in Pogabach, it says if you met women, you should go back home a different way that you came. And women are going to buy you or chutzlaritz. So that's the mocker, some say, for that minute. And if there's a wall, lake achayr, jump behind the wall. V'loy, if there isn't, leheder ape, turn your face around, v'lema, and say the following pasuk. And the pasuk is, v'yemen Hashem al ha-satan. The Ebrew says to Satan, yigarach Hashem b'chor ha-satan. Hashem will scold you, the Satan. And so on and so forth, for giving Eden a hard time. Ad chof v'menei, until the Satan leaves. Not sure exactly when you're going to realize, but chof v'menei means the women leave, so that you don't see the women anymore. Anyway, ten laws said about God and Kosher Bracha. Number one, tone, they require hadocha, they require washing from inside, vishtifa, and rinsing from the outside. So you have, before you make kiddush, before Kosher Bracha, you rinse out the cup. Taste it, hold up your halach, you don't have to do that anymore, because our cups are clean. But nevertheless, the meaning is that we're machmir, we do that, we wash our cups. Kiddush cup. You wash the inside. But technically, if you have a nice silver cup, you don't have to, if it's clean. Chai, it should be chai. Chai, we'll soon see, means undiluted. It, you know, is when you take it for benching, you shouldn't mix it, you only mix it later. We'll soon see in a minute. But mole, but it should be full, and that's the problem. How can it be chai and mole? Because chai means you have to put two or three times more water. So it can be mole. So therefore, what do you call it? And you only fill it up later by Noid L'chaz, Abshesha says. So therefore, the Ben Yehuda says you fill up most of it, but you don't fill up all of it, and you only fill up the balance. So therefore, it's still a little bit chai, but it's pretty mole. So mole doesn't mean necessarily all the way to the top. Mole, and the taste of chai means the cup should be whole with no blemishes. According to some, even you put your finger and a nail gets caught in a crack, you shouldn't use that cup. It should be a whole cup. The becher should be no cracks, or whatever you're using for Kiddush. Or for Birchas HaMazon should have no cracks in it. And mole should overflow. Some say even though it goes to waste, baltashkes, but since you're doing it for good reason, you're allowed to. Others say it should be almost to the top. Itur, well, soon that means you wrap around it. Itur is you circle it. The itur, when you wrap around. Noitle b'shtei yodav, you take it with your two hands. The noitle b'min, you place it in your right hand. U'magbiyam in a karka tefach, you should lift it a tefach from the ground, because that's kosher's esser. The noisin ain't a boy, you should look at it. And the Shulchan Aruch says, because it says you should look at the cup, you shouldn't have a cup that has a very narrow neck, so you can't see what's inside. Others say, what are you talking about? You don't say you have to look at the wine, you have to look at the cup. So it seems Shulchan Aruch learns you have to look at the wine, and by Kiddush, you know, when you say Bar Prayer Gofen, you're supposed to look at the wine. And others say, look at the cup. Sorry?
It would have to be very narrow not to be able to see it.
True, yeah. Possibly, yeah. But Shulchan Aruch clearly says, don't make Kiddush in that. But Yesh Eimim, Af Meshagre B'matone La'anshe Beis. He's supposed to send the balance of Kosher Bracha by benching. It's called Kosher Bracha, Kosher Blessing, to your members of your family, starting from your wife. And we'll soon see an amazing story. Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, Onu in l'na'abo, but v'abi only follow four. Now, the Tosha says, doesn't mean only follow four, we don't do the rest. The rest is a minute to do, but four is definitely you have to do. Hadoch Shtifa and Chayim Mole. Tony, we learned Hadoch is mebifnim, you got to wash, rinse out the inside of the cup, the Shtifa b'chutz on the outside of the cup. Amar Rabbi Yehuda call Amavorech ala kois mole, and if you take and make on a full cup, and that's why when Mahadid and by Havdolah, one of these things, that you fill the cup and it should flow over, no, because it says by wine, the house should flow with wine. It should be very generous with wine. You get a Yerusha, an inheritance without any boundaries. They should give you a bracha. And it says, the pasuk by Naftali, it says, Umole bichas Hashem, the Abish's bracha will be filled. Yam, the west, the daughter, the south. Your Rosha, you will yash. So what does that mean? So how do you see from there? So some Rishonim say, you only yash and Olam Hazah, and all mitzvahs you get Olam Haba, that's how we know you get both Olamas. Sorry, we'll see it in a second. Now, Yeshua v'neichel shnei olamim. Olam hazan, we get two worlds. How do you say olam hazan and olam haba? Okay, b'li mitzarim is because it says yom v'dorim, both ends of the world. But how do you know olam hazan and olam haba? Because olam hazan is Yerusha, and every mitzvah is olam haba. But Tosfos brings here a very interesting pshat. He says that it could have just said rosh. Why is that yud kei? We had the Gemara Menachas, the Avchav Tess over there, that the world was created yud kei tzur olamim. They should create a yud with olam haba and hey olam hazan. And therefore, it says in the pasuk an extra yud, Yod Rasha, the yud in the beginning. Hey, then tell you, you're going to get a chelik, you're going to get rewarded, a mole, if you fill up. Then Birkas Hashem, the brach lebesh will be that yom v'dorim, Yod Rasha, yud and kei, you'll have olam hazah and you'll have olam haba. Okay. There is, chassidus, full. And this was said to us by Rabbi Yosef from Marseille. So here you have a Marseille place in France that was highlighted. Itur, what's Itur? Rabbi Yehuda ma'atirei b'tamidim. He used to surround it with tamidim. Rabbi Chizda ma'atilei b'notle. He used to surround the cup with a bunch of cups. Notle is cup, you know, the bracha on the Tishrei we make. Some say Netilah means for taking, but most say Netilah is Aramaic for notle is a keli. You have to use a keli to wash your hands. And that's to say, the b'notle, this word right here. You surround it with other keli. Oh, you are the one, yeah. Problem is, you only have four people at the table and you have 12 different cups. What do you do there? That's a real waste. Omer Rab Chanan, Ubechai. Rab Chanan says it has to be raw wine. Omer Rab Sheshes says Rab Sheshes, Ubechas Ha'oretz. And when do you. So many of the Shayim hold that you're supposed to add the water in Birchas Ha'aretz. Birchas Ha'aretz, when you talk about Eretz Yisrael, the second bracha, you talk about the bit of Eretz Yisrael, the grape, so therefore, until then, it was not, this is what you're saying, it wasn't edible, but now I'm putting in the water, it becomes edible. So that's Birchas Ha'aretz, now you can enjoy the wine, so you're supposed to put the water in. This doesn't apply today, we don't have any water at all, even though some say you're supposed to put a drop of water in, and token, and others, and the Rabbeinu and others say, no. You, of course you put in wine and water, because you said before you don't make a bracha hagafen, at least according to Rabbi Lezer, and because your bracha the Rabbanan moided that it has to be mixed, so you mix it from the beginning, but it's not totally, you add a little more by Birchas Ha'aretz. Ituf, now this is fascinating. Ituf Rab Pope Me'atef, he used to wrap himself up with the Talib Yosef, Rab Asi Padi Suda, he put a sudra, a special kerchief on his head. Says the Mishnah Berurah that you're supposed to put a hat on your head when you bench and a jacket, which is interesting. In Mishnah Berurah it says clearly, put a hat and a jacket when you bench. And he says that even though that you said only four and the rest are minig, he says Mishnah Berurah paskens in kuf pei gimel. I forgot which Mishnah Berurah the thing is. He says you have to wear a hat when you bench. Mekach on an oigin, he says. No. That's itur. Ituf is part of ituf. Ituf is either wrap a talus around you or ituf means put a hat. And the Aruch HaShulchan is also you got to put a hat and a jacket on when you bench. So it's not a chassidish thing. Right here. It is. You have to put on a hat. Mishnah Berurah says. You have to put on a hat and a jacket. The Aruch HaShulchan said the same thing. Put on a hat and a jacket when you bench. And in fact, it sounds to me more like a hat is even more important than the jacket. Because he said, Mishnah Berurah says, and our noigin, we put a hat on our head. And he says that a mitznefes, which is a yarmulke, is not good enough. You have to put on a koiva. Neitle, the Gemara today is nishke chesidish azach to put on a hat and jacket when you bench. And a jacket when you bench. No. It says here. Party Sudra al Reisha, says the Mishnah Berurah, you have to put on a koiva al mitznefes when you bench. Apialoch in Shulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says that, and so on. Let's go back to it. Wash your hands. Why do you lift it with both hands? Because it's suya deichem in plural. Kedush Baruch Hashem. But nicely mean, then you put it in the right hand. And I'm meaning it by the way. You pick up the right hand, you put it in the left, and then you put it back in the right. So you chatchila taking it with the right, and then it says you have to have the left involved as well. So the left takes it, puts it in places into your right hand, and your right hand's underneath. That's why you don't have a pedestal under the bechir because you can't be put underneath, and we want to have the hand surrounding the wine. Can the left hand help support the right? Let's say it's a long benching. For example, it says the Taser says, for example, on Chanukah, Shabbos Chanukah, the benching you have to say Alanisim and Yalvayovay, and it gets heavy for your hand. So you want your left hand to help you with it as well. So that's what it's talking about here. Or Taser says by in the Suyin, I get the Shabbat Brachas. I'm not sure exactly what my Shabbat Brachas is so long. The preamble is not that long unless they used to hold the kais throughout the whole Shabbat Brachas while they're going around getting about Shabbat Brachas. Otherwise, why is Shabbat Brachas benching any longer? Just because the preamble is a little bit long, it's the Simcha Moinai. Anyway, so can you have your left hand helping? Since they asked the question, they didn't resolve it. You don't have your left hand helping it. In other words, you can have your left hand on top holding the cup. But the Shulchan Aruch says you could have your left hand underneath your right hand, as long as the right hand is what's in contact with the kais itself. And as the halach is Mesayeya Ein by Mamish, so therefore it doesn't matter that there's a left hand underneath. You lift it from the ground, the tefach. Says you should lift it. You look at it. You should look at the cup so that you shouldn't be masir. You send it to your wife in matana. That his wife should be benched. Ula once came to visit Rab Nachman. Korich lifted. They ate bread. Borich birchas mezoina, and then go ahead and bench the hamazon. So Ula led the benching, and Yov like kosher the birchas of Rav Nachman. Ula then take the two to kosher bracha, and hand it over to Rav Nachman. Now the first real feminist was Rav Nachman's wife. Actually, Bruri was also pretty much so. Rav Nachman's wife was the second Yalta. So what happened there? Omer Rav Nachman said, Lishader mar kosher the birchas of the Yalta. So Rav Nachman, who knew his wife, says, don't just give me the kosher bracha, give it to my wife. We're the host and hostess, and you're supposed to give it to your wife. It's a kosher of source of brachas. Ula refused. Ula said, Hachi Yom Rabbi Eichlin, Ein pri bitna shalish is barak. You know how a woman gets benched? Elme pri bitna shalish from a husband. The husband gets benched. It's good enough. Shenemer, it says a pasuk that Uveirach pri bitcha or pri ad mascha. It says, Uveirach pri bitncha. Pri bitna loinemer, el pri bitncha. Only yours, the husband. Tanya Bachir, I'm not saying him, and I'm saying pretty beaten, shall each one's body. How do you know they're going to be pretty beaten, shall each one match? And it says, Ubeirach, pretty beaten, the car, pretty beaten, no, like them, but I'm pretty beaten. Now listen to the story, okay? So this is not bad enough. Adahach, in the meantime, Shama Yalta heard the whole conversation. She's a very clever woman. Kama Bezira, she stood up in fury. Va also lebe Chamra, she went to the wine cellar. Vitavra, she broke Dalad Meya Doni the Chamra, 400 barrels. Of wine. Now, the only thing odd about the story is it's her own house. Ula was a guest. Ula ruined it, and she decided to take revenge. And her husband stood up for her. Her husband said, but her husband didn't answer after Ula said this, and that's why she was angry. So she broke 400 barrels of wine. What kind of man is this guy here? She's standing up for his wife. Listen to this. Rab Nachman got scared. He says to Ula, Neshadu lama kos achrina. Okay, the wine that you gave her, I drank it all up. Give her another cup of wine. It'll make her feel good. Sholokhla. Ula realizes that, you know, this is she's very temperate. So he sent her a cup of wine and a message. Kol hainav good the bichas, you know, the whole barrel where the cup came from, it's all kosher bracha. He tried to waffle his way through. Sholokhla, so she sent back a message. Mimahadure, from peddlers mile, they waffle. And Miss Matute for Shmatas, call me lice hang around. That's what she called Ula. That you're a Shmata, and that you make fun of women, you treat women like dirt, and now you're trying to appease me and with empty words, empty phrases. What is this? So she was angry with her husband, Nachman, that Nachman should have stood up for her, even though he quoted a brisa and said something else. This is an amazing Gemara. Let's continue. It's an amazing Gemara. We learn it through properly. She was like the first progressive who stood up for her rights. Bruya also a little bit, but this is like really going in. I remember her father was the chief exilar. You know, her father was the Reish Galusa. And Nachman was the son-in-law of the Reish Galusa. So she had royal blood flowing through her, so she exercised her authority where she could. Amr Baza Baza, in Masich al Kosher Brocha, you should not supposed to talk during Kosher Brocha. From the moment you have Kosher Brocha, you're not supposed to talk to the guy who has it. Amr Baza, in Brocha, Kosher Brocha. Now, when it says you shouldn't talk Kosher Brocha, it means everybody as well who's yates in the benching. There's an interesting machlekes if you're allowed to talk in middle benching. I'll talk in middle benching. And there's a lot of paskins, yesh oimrim, that benching is just like shmoneser. And therefore, you shouldn't talk in middle of benching at all, and so on and so forth. There's a whole discussion. Okay, you answer. You answer Rami middle bracha. So I finish the guy Muzumin and I answer Rami. What about middle? I'm middle the next bracha before. Can I answer Rami from middle Shemanessa? And then the biggest thing is Yal V'Yavi. You answer Zochel Toy. We answer. You answer Rami. There's an answer from the Rebbe that's very vague, and everybody argues what the Rebbe actually is saying here. Do you have to be the end of Neder Shlaim to answer? Do you have to be in the same position as he is, or you can be anywhere in benching? Or it seems from the Rebbe's answer they want to learn. Some do that only if you're in the fourth bracha. Hatoiv ametiv, can you answer amen on these things? Although you're in the middle of a benching, which is like Shemanessa. But Tishmar says only yes, Shemi, because others say that you're allowed to talk out in Shemanessa. If Yitaka did talk out in Shemanessa, but yeah, but everyone says you can continue benching, you don't have to start again. What about the Emevoch and a Kosher Peronius? You don't make a bracha on Kosher Peronius. What's a Kosher Peronius? A Kosher punishment. I'm not going to use a Kosher Sheni. We have an Arab Sachim, you don't drink cups and twins. Machlek is a shayni. If you're talking about that the second cup is the kosher bracha, or that you had two cups already. Some say you had two cups already, so you're ready, and you're all worried about it. And the fact that you're worried about it is you can't focus on benching. You're all worried you're going to get hurt, so therefore you shouldn't do benching. Or if the cup of benching is the second bracha. We know that when it comes to mitzvah, it's all right. That's only by arba kaisis, not by benching. Tanya Namach, we learned how shayse keflaim levo shemi bracha. Shemar says he choin lekras lekarso. You should prepare yourself ahead of masakin. You didn't prepare yourself akert. Amar bo amar masit tan ha'ichul mahalich. When you're eating and walking, mevorich. When it comes to benching. And this is going to be that ayah that benching is like Shemanessa. He said, when it comes to benching, stop. Even though you can eat when you walk, but because benching is a stop. If you're eating standing in one place, you should sit down when you bench. You should always be a bit more settled. If you're reclining and eating, sit up and bench. All of them, you sit up and bench. By Krishna, we say you can say while you're walking. Here, we're telling you to stop, which is what we say by Shemanessa. And based on this, the Yeshayim say that benching is like Shemanessa, that you're not allowed to talk out, you're not allowed to say anything in the middle. Next page. We're going to collect the number of arguments in Mesham, not all of them, because there's a number that were mentioned before, but we're mentioning some. Elud Vodin, the following teacher, Mesham, says, by Kiddush, first you make a bracha on the day. You make a bracha on Shabbos. First you say Shabbos, Mekadosh, and all that. The Achikam, again, they make bread pregoffin afterwards. We'll soon see the Gemara why. First you make a bracha bread pregoffin, because that's Tadir. And the Achikach, Mevodach Aliyah, and afterwards you make a bracha on Kiddush. That's argument number one. Argument number two. Veshame Yamin, Noitli Yadayim, first you wash your hands, Achikach, Moizgin Akois, and then you fill up your cup. According to Rashi, not talking about Shabbos now, we're talking about generally. But according to the Rif, we're talking about Shabbos, and if you know the Yekas, they first wash their hands, then they make Kiddush, and then they eat. This comes from this principle, Veshame. Yeah, that's how they do it. Yeah. And then make Kiddush, and then they go straight into Amaitzi, which is like Beishamah, and we'll see later tomorrow whatever, why they do that. But the Riflah is talking about Kiddush, the Rashi is talking about Stam. Why you have to, this is the laws of Tumah, which we'll talk about in the Gemara. And Beisilah says, Moizgin is a kois, first you fill up the cup, we're more worried about if you want the cup might make new Tumah, if you didn't wipe your hands properly, so better to drink the wine, it doesn't matter Tumah or not, then you wash your hands and you eat bread. Next, third case. Bishame says, Mekaneach yodah b'mapa, first you wipe your hands, u'menicha l'shuch, you place on the table. This is before benching, you wipe your hands. Bishame says, ala kesis. They don't put it on the table, because we'll see later with the table is tummy, so we don't want it, and you place it on your chair. behind you. Fourth one. First you sweep the house from all the crumbs. This in those days they used to take the table away, and when you wash your hands for my machrenim, the water can land on the crumbs, and if it's more than a kazayis, you're ruining it. And the question is whether the butler is allowed to be an amoritz, and amoratzim don't know about different kazayis, not kazayis, or it has to be a tamachachim. Imagine you have to hire a waiter, a tamachachim, or not. Today the meaning is you only hire amoratzim, not tamachachim. You have more respect. And Basil says, no, you don't have a machrenim, we don't care because we only have Tamil Chachamim as waiters. They know they shouldn't leave anything there kazayis. And if you ruin something less than kazayis, it's not the end of the world. Beshama Yemi, next one. Neid, this is the order. Neid, umazan. First you do ma'oresh, and then you do. You're talking about you only have one cup, and then you have to bench and havdalah. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Is neid, umazan, some of havdalah. That's the order. And Basil says, according to our Mishnah, Samei's version of the argument, that I agree that neid, ma'oresh is first. Upsamim, them samim. But mazan vahavdalah. You do both before benching, and then you make bichas amazon, and then havdalah, which means you ate before havdalah. How you allowed to eat before havdalah? We'll talk about it tomorrow. Next one, Beshamay says the brach is shebara moedesh in past tense. You already created it. Still says boyre moedesh. You're doing it present. Next one, ein mevorchin loy ala neil of some shalak. You don't use a goyis because it didn't rest on Shabbos. Veloy ala neil and a candle will of some shal mason or mason will have any hanar from it. And the whole idea of this candle is supposed to have benefit from the candlelight. Veloy ala neil because anybody shouldn't, you know, he was inspired to strike two flintstones together on Mitzvah Shabbos. Veloy ala some shal avoy dezora nor the psalm avoy dezora. The ein mevorchin ala neil. You don't make a bracha on candlelight atche yoisul oyden until you can have personal benefit from the herb, which we'll talk about in the next few days. Misha achal v'shochach, you ate and you forgot. V'loy beich make a bracha. Beishamai says yachzel mekayma. You got to go back to your original place. V'yivorech make a bracha there. And beisul oyminim yivorech b'makom shenizkei. You make a bracha where you remember, and the big nafka minister and big difference in halacha and machleksin. From a bread or all food, and b'shegi remezes, we'll talk about it later. Ba'ad masai mevorech, until when do you make a bracha? Ad kadesh is achal amazon. Until when can you bench? Until your food is totally digested, which we generally say 72 minutes. It depends what it is as well. We'll talk about Azar Shonoch later. Bol lehem yayin achal amazon. If let's say after you ate, they brought wine to the table. Im ein shamela oisa kais. If you only have that one cup, b'shama emin mevorech ala yayin. First you make a bracha for the government, but achim bracha l'mazon, and then you know this is the kosher bracha. Then you make a bracha, and then you make bench. We'll see later on what's going on here. But still, I mean, mevorach l'mazon. First you bench, but achim bracha l'yayin, and then you make on the wine. But oinin amen, you answer amen. Achim yisrael hamavorach. Yid makes a bracha, you answer amen, even though you didn't hear the entire bracha, only the very ending. You know he's some kind of a bracha, and as long as you heard the last two words, you can make a bracha. The last word. Oinin amen achim l'kusi. Not after kusi, because you have no idea what the bracha is. Maybe it's a bracha to avoid yisrael somewhere. Unless you hear the entire bracha, so you see whether it's a bracha one of ours or not. Says the Gemara, tell them what we learned. Vodim shemim b'sham b'sul b'suda. Some of the machlekes in b'sham b'sul when it comes to a meal, b'sham b'yamin mevorech alayin. First, you make a bracha on the day of Shabbos itself. Achikach mevorech alayin. Only after you make a bracha on wine, and it gives two reasons. Number one, shayim gani. Why are you drinking wine right now? Because it's Shabbos or it's Yom Tov. So they're the cause, and the wine is the effect. So you got to make a bracha on the cause first. With kvar kiddush shayim. And the second thing is Shabbos comes in first, and then you make a kiddush. Evadayin yain leba. So chronologically, Shabbos came in, and then they brought the wine. So you make Shabbos first, and also because Shabbos is the cause. And Beisil says no. Mevorach ala yain. First you make a bracha on the wine. Va'achikach mevorach ala yain. Why? Shahayayin goyin lekedusha shetayomer. First of all, why are you making kiddush right now? Because you had wine or bread. If you didn't have that, you wouldn't make kiddush. And shetayomer should say. Shetayomer should be said. Another reason is birchas hayayin tadira or birchas yom ein tadira. Wine is something you make throughout the week, and birchas hayayin is only on Shabbos and Yom Tov. V'tadir she'ein tadir tadir kedim. Tadir comes first. Now luchayda, everybody asks the shakzai. You know what? But kiddush is mahatayda. Where do you find Tadr of the Rabbanon should override an Ein Tadr of the Teda? The Teda says you have to make Kiddush, Zochanim Shabbat Kachay, and making a bracha by Pragaf and Zochanim Rabbanon. So therefore, based on this, they say that the Rambam and Ram Nautrebbe rule that you yate the Kiddush Ma Teda in davening. So therefore, the Kiddush at home is on the Rabbanon, so it's all the same. But many poskim will hold that it's not so. Argue Prima Godim and many others, and they have a problem here. Well, Allah is Allah. What do you think? Give me a second reason for because since Shami had two reasons, we have to, you know, balance it. Chitema hasam tarti v'achad hi. But Shami has two reasons. One reason, hachinami tarti ninu bichas ayin. First of all, bichas ayin tadir. Bichas ayin tadir. Bichas ayin is tadir. Number one, and bichas ayin is not tadir. And tadir shein tadir tadir kaidim. Number one. And second thing is halacha kedivir beisil. Sorry. And then we give you two reasons. You have tadir, and the reason of the only reason why you make kiddush is because you have wine. Freddy gemara halacha kedivir. As the Gemara says, halacha kedivir beisil pshita. Everyone knows halacha kedivir beisil. So nafka basko, didn't we have a gemara there in your mamas and everything? A basko came out. Iboyis emo. All we can say kaidim basko. This was stated halacha beisil that I was talking about before the basko came out. Or iboyis emo acha basko, even after the basko. But who is it in that story? Did Rabbi Shua he the Amar emashgicha be basko? Rabbi Shua hold that you ignore the basko. So therefore the gemara had to paskin like beisil. So interesting. If the halacha is you don't follow the basko, then why takin we paskin like beisil? So Teza says, over there he was talking about Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanus was against everybody. Here, Beis Hillel had more students than Shammai, so he was the Reif. So if he was the Reif, why do you even need a Basko to say that the Halacha is like Beis Hillel? So Teza says, because Beis Shammai was smarter, was sharper. And the Rameh, based on that, says that if you have a Bezin of three people and one judge is far sharper than the other two, could be that you follow the one against the two. Because the only reason why we don't by Hillel is because he had a Basko. And the question is that teacher for everywhere else that the rabbin takes over even where the other one is sharper, you know, the quality versus quantity, or not? Anyway, the Gemara says quickly, let's say through. We'll continue tomorrow with the show.